Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Samhavov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin, Amad Aleph, 8 lines up from the foot of the page. Amar Rabbi Mana. Amar Rabbi Mana, v'lei seif dava v'koyla shosakona, el afilu v'koyla shomomain, shukala koyla v'cheska shosakona. Rabbi Mana says it's not only a noose of danger, means for execution, but even a noose for one who owes money, because every noose, there's a chazaka that is danger. Blaza shal, mat nasai, gemat nas shchibmira. Rav Lazar asked, is his gift like that of a Shchimira, means one who is sick and fears lest he die, the Chacham enacted his word take effect without the Kinyan. Rav Nachman Hashem of Yaakov, Amanaya, Ma Dehi Sricha Lo Beleze, Pshita Lo Yosi Bar Hanina. Rav Nachman, quoting Rav Yaakov Amanaya, answered that what Rav Lazar asked was obvious to Rav Yosi Bar Hanina. The Tanin and Taman, Ha'isha Shneoga, Nenin, Vesa'awa, Behema Shneoga, Asur Bar Hanaya. As the Mishnah says, a woman who was executed, we may benefit from her hair. An animal who was executed is Asa Bahana. Rav Yosi Bar Hanina, by Meres Tinofen, should say Sari Labiti. Rav Yosi Bar Hanina said the case is that she said, give my hair to my daughter. Her words take effect without the Kenyan, so it's as if it's not her hair. Kadar Kaneva, Apek, Namigtala, Amma Yavon Rabbi Avuna, Zuz, Min Chamad Chapekfar, Naya, Wali Avunle, Chashin Laha Devav. This is like Geneva who's going out to be executed, and he said, give to Rabbi Avuna a zuz from what I owe him for the wine in Kfar Panya. And they didn't give it to him. They were concerned for Rav's teaching. Devav Amah Hayirish Kum Meshubad Kashem Shain Nolva Edim Nigvis Mena Meshubad Kach Ein Nigvis Mena Yoshim. Rav said that an heir means inherited property is like Meshubadim, property that the borrower sold, just like loan through witnesses without a document is not collected from Mishabodim, it's not collected from heirs. If they didn't give to a Ravuna due to a debt, they should give to him due to a gift, just like a Shchimura's gift takes effect without the Kinyan. Chashin Lahad, Ravulaza, the answer is they were concerned, Ravulaza's doubt. Ravulaza, Shal, Matnasai, Kamatnas Shchimura, Ravulaza asked if the gift of one who was going out to be executed like the gift of a Shchimura. I see the Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yitzchak, Atusha, Matanale, Kegitin, Ken Matana. The answer is they brought the Rabbi Zeira to Rabbi Yitzchak, Atusha, and he taught to him a Baisa, like Gitin, if one going out to be executed said to a writer, get, we write and give it, so is a gift. Amale, Rabbi Abba, Oi, Ma Gitin, Imloy Nosan, Bechayev, Loy Noisin, Af Matana, Imloy Nosan, Bechayev, Lab Shema Matana. Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Zeira, or perhaps the Baisa teacher, that just like Gittin, if he didn't give to her in her husband's lifetime, he doesn't give after death. Also a gift, if he didn't give in the giver's lifetime, it's not called a gift, means he does not give it after death. Amalei Hacha, Asa, Rabbi Mafka, Chachmasa, Mafsuda, Rabbi Avuna, Zuzi. Rabbi Zeira said that Rabbi Abba came with Chachma and caused Rabbi Avuna to lose money that they would have given to him based on our understanding of the Baisa. The answer is you cannot say so because the Mishnah teaches that if one said, give 100 zuz to Pliny and the giver died, we give it after death. I should say, Kachaman, Rabbi Yochanan, Polig, Yavunli. When they heard that Rabbi Yochanan argued with Rav, they gave the money to Avuna. Then Rabbi Yavol, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Nova, Be'idim, Nigvith, and Ayoshim, Ovad, Yoshim, Kalka. Rabbi Yavol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that alone, the witnesses is collected from heirs, but only if they inherited land. Amr Biyasa Hadad Tema, Bohen, Davakoim Gabe Ad Shah Demis, Ram Im Olo Banathak Anna Ama Krayavli. Biyasa said that this is only if they were with the borrower from when he admitted until he died. So if he went in and out, I said he already gave his debt to his creditor, it's a suffix so we don't give. Milsa Dubichanina Amal Vlayavli. Rabbi Chanina's teaching shows that they did not give to Rabbi Avuna. Rabbi Chanina hava mishtoi, ahein uvda, Levi, Parisa, hava ava, min asala asar, nafkin, kravid, the geneva, mechol, ime, ame, yevun, Rabbi Avuna, zuzai, vihitagwin, lechama. Rabbi Chanina used to tell over the episode in which Levi of Parisa was going from place to place, and geneva's relatives, means his heirs, came to eat with him. He said, you should give the money to Rabbi Avuna, and they quarreled with him. Tani af hachoyle. The Baisa says even a chayle is like one being taken up for execution. Rabbi Yaakov by Idi b'shem Rabbi Yonason, halacha k'b'shimon, Hashazui b'masukan. The Akiva Izzi quoting Yonison said that the halacha for Zub Shimon Hashazui regarding a masukan, someone in danger. Ma be masukan, ma ben choyle. What's the difference between a choyle and a masukan? Choyle kadech ha'oretz masukan kol shekafat salav ha'choyle. Yon says choyle is a normal illness. Masukan means when illness jumps upon him. Dech ha'oretz ha'kravim nechnesu etzlai miyad ha'ochikim achagim ha'yomim. Normally relatives enter immediately to investigate his needs, and strangers after 3 days. If illness jumped upon him, then both of them enter immediately. A case occurred in which Rav Huna, Rav Pinchas, and Rav Chizkiah visited Rav Yossi 3 days after he fell ill. He said to them, you wanted to fulfill the b'risa regarding me, but you didn't, because the chamer considered relatives to each other. And we come to the next Mishnah, and that's Halacha Vav. Mishahaya mushlach b'bor ba'amak l'ashemei es keili yichtiv get li'ishti, ha'eili yichtiv yidnu. If someone in a pit said, whoever hears my voice, write to get to my wife, they write and they give. Aboi sh'amak kisu get li'ishti, what's l'sachek bo? If a healthy person said, write to get to my wife, he's only teasing her because he didn't say to give it. A case occurred in which a healthy person said, why to get to my wife, went up to the roof and fell to his death. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, if he fell by himself, means he intentionally jumped, then it's a get. If the wind blew him off, it's not a get. And the Gemara says, Amr v'chanina, v'deinu v'v yonison v'hein shavu, v'vaya shel adam. Rabbeinu said that Rabbi Yonason taught us that the Risha is that only if they saw the Bavia, means the shadow of a person. If not, we're concerned lest it was a Shay, a demon, a being with similarities to angels and to people. The Mishnah says, we may testify about what was seen through light of a lamp or moonlight, and we may permit a woman to remarry based on a baskal, which is a voice. Saying, a heavenly voice saying that her husband died, even if they didn't see a person. Rabbi Yonason said this is only if they saw the shadow of a person. Chanina said that this refers to in the field, but in the city, it's even if they did not see a person's shadow. The Gemara asked that our Mishnah teaches that if someone was cast into a pit, and Rav Yonason said that this is only if they saw the shadow of a man, which implies that we're concerned even in the city. Rabbi Avinon said that mazikim are common in pits, even in the city, just like they are common in fields. The Shimon Gamliel says that if he fell by himself, it's a get. If the wind blew him off, it's not a get. The Gemara asks, if it's a safek, whether by himself or due to the wind, what's the law? The answer is we learn from the following braisa. The Shimon Gamliel says if he fell immediately, it's a get. If he fell afterwards, it's not a get. When he fell immediately, is it not a safek? Certainly it is. This shows that if it's a safek, whether by himself or due to the wind, it's a get. If one slaughtered an animal with intent to throw its blood to idolatry or burn its fats to idolatry, Rav Yochanan says that the intent disqualifies, Rav Yochanan says it does not. If you sell slaughtered a Gentile's animal, the Shechita is kosher, even if the owner intends for idolatry since he didn't serve. Rav Yossi disqualifies because of Stam Gentile intends for idolatry. Rav Yossi says there is a kavachoyme, in a place where intent disqualifies means in kodjim, it depends only on the intent of the person work serving, and all the more so in chulin, where intent does not disqualify. Well, pigol the noisa machshav priseles, pigol and noisa, where intent to eat it or to do the avodah outside of its place or outside of its time, and that disqualifies even when he intends in one avodah to do another avodah in the wrong place or time. Since if Yosi learns chulin from kodshim, he should say that the same applies to chulin. Amalei pigo v'noisa ina machshav peiseles, olim shochta v'zoikas dama l'avodah zohar, v'leitoach elba l'avodah zohar, ina machshav peiseles. Shokish answers that pigo and noisa with intent to do a later avodah with improper intent does not disqualify, only intent to do a forbidden action, such as to throw the blood or to burn the chalev outside of its man or outside of its place. But if he slaughtered with intent to throw the blood to idolatry or burn its chalev to idolatry, intent does not disqualify. Shachta v'zorak dama, v'hikte chalva l'avodizor, zeh ha'yamas v'kisoren, v'yamu l'le'isav l'le'heta. If he slaughtered through the blood or burned its fat to idolatry, a case occurred in kisoren, and they didn't say that it's forbidden or permitted. V'chanina b'shem v'chifta, zoif emeres l'choshu, yente m'choshu ha'yalehem l'ha'yuris isa. So V'chanina, quoting of Chista, said that this shows that they were not concerned with Shimon Gamliel's opinion that the end proves about the beginning. If you say that they were concerned, they should have forbidden it. They didn't rule to permit out of respect for Shimon ben Gamliel. V'yesi b'shem v'chifta, zoif emeres, shechoshu, yente m'lechoshu l'ha'yalehem l'ha'yuris. And V'yesi, quoting of Chista, said different. He said, no, this shows that they were concerned with his opinion. If you say that they weren't concerned, should they not have ruled to permit it?